Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am the host of this show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. I am here to help you become a change agent in your own life. This show is for you if you feel stuck in your current habit patterns and you want to create new patterns that are more supportive. You're tired of feeling held back in some area of your life, and you want to move forward in some new ways. I am definitely here to support you in unwinding the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been denying you the future that you want and deserve. And what we do in this show particularly is we focus on ways that you can discover the hidden aspects of your habits that are at the root of getting in the way of the changes that you want to make. Today, I'm going to use a growth-affirming experience from my own life as a way of encouraging all of us, myself included, in being in a judgment-free zone about ourselves. And then we'll have our experiential practice. So the topic really is about having something happen where reality just sharply comes into focus. Have you ever had that happen? You know, even if it wasn't a big life-changing event. In my own life, this happened recently. On a Saturday evening a few weeks ago, my whole weekend just snapped to attention, and it took about 10 seconds. I was going to be going out for a walk with a friend and got suited up for the walk. As I shut the door, I looked at my hands. I'm holding on to my house keys, and my car keys are in the trunk, along with my computer, my phone, my purse that had my driver's license, my credit cards, my cash. And then just as a side note, well, did I not have an extra car key? Well, I didn't, because this is a relatively new car, and I just hadn't gotten around to it. Lesson number one, right? So my only car key is locked in the trunk. It's very amusing, but at the time it was really unsettling. It was a test, and I know that you have been there too. And even when the consequences are minor, I mean, this was not something where any bad things happen. But when stuff happens, managing the situation itself is one layer. The real opportunity is in how we manage ourselves. So what does that mean, managing yourself? I'm going to throw out some examples that you can put on a continuum. Responsive to reactive. Even-tempered to overwrought, calm to irritated, to outright angry, or from accepting to rejecting, and from self-loving to self-critical. These are all layers on a continuum. And one is managing yourself in the situation. The other, more important, is how you treat yourself around how you managed yourself in the situation. And I don't know about you, but it seems like it's pretty easy to stay in a no-judgment zone when you've handled something calmly. But what about when you haven't handled something calmly? So here's the big question. Have you grown your capacity to stay in a judgment-free zone as best as you can, no matter what the situation? So we'll focus on this for today's Habits into Health exercise. It pays to practice for both levels, to be able to handle a surprising situation in a satisfying way. First of all, means managing yourself. But the truth is that things happen that start from outside us, and we just react. We're not perfect. It's actually normal to have a reaction when something sudden and unexpected happens. I bring up my moment of distraction because I know there was a time when I would not have been able to have managed myself as effectively as I did. And I would have been filled with self-judgment and distress, even if I handled the situation itself pretty well. Because you see, when you say things like, "I can't believe I did that," it still has an edge of self-criticism. So before we play in our experiential sandbox, I have a favor to ask. You can not only subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, but we would love it if you would click on ratings and reviews and rate and review the show. That would be great. So now let's head into our practice. If you've been here before, you know that every episode includes a variation of an experiential exercise that we do because as human beings, we learn and understand by what we do. So let's focus on this foundation by having you teach yourself through a particular way of exploring yourself. And if you've been here before, you know that this is not meditation and stopping your thoughts. It's about engaging in the muscular action patterns that actually precede your thoughts and then engage and interact with your thoughts as well. So I'm going to invite you to do something in a moment. And if you're like most people, you're going to be tempted to change something about it when it comes to your attention. However, since the point is to work with your way of being with yourself and the attitude that something is wrong here and it needs to be corrected is itself something to be attentive to. You know, if you're in a judgment zone, you're coming from a place of, I need to fix something. Let's interfere with that a little bit by inviting you up front to just recognize what's occurring rather than trying to change anything. And if you do happen to slip and fall into changing something, just recognize how quickly that occurs and attempt as best as you can to stay in that judgment-free zone. And we're going to do something really simple and easy that all of us do every single day of our life. We're going to be with our breath. So just let your attention go to your breath. And remember, you don't have to do anything differently about this. In fact, how you're breathing right now is just fine. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. We're not setting any standards for better or worse or right or wrong. There is no good or bad. Just breathe and follow my words by tracking your experience. You can just start by noticing the movement of your chest relative to the movement of your belly. And if both of your hands are free right now, you could let one hand rest on your chest and have the other rest on your belly, on the lower belly. And just notice the movement that your hands experience. What comes up for you as you breathe? What I notice in working with a lot of people in my office or in a workshop is how often participants will start questioning or critiquing whether they're doing something the right way or not. And sometimes this happens so quickly that they've changed what they're doing before they even notice what's going on. So if that happens for you, just be attentive to that. And sometimes people go, well, I'm not noticing much. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. If this is true for you, then be attentive to what you tell yourself. Just notice if you fall into even the subtlest form of wondering whether you're doing it right or not. And then a lot of people actually find it pretty challenging to maintain the way they're breathing. So it takes practice to allow what is and to actually not try to do it right or better. The inclination to orient towards something's wrong and I need to fix it is really deeply embedded. And if that's true for you, you may not even notice that you're doing it. And yeah, you have the option of adjusting your breathing to a pace that suits you. So if you notice that your breathing is slower or faster and you'd like to change that, you can make that change without judgment. The practice is essentially about noticing and accepting what is. And if you're so busy judging who you are, judging what you're doing, wondering about why you're thinking what you're thinking, then there isn't a whole lot of space and energy left for actually changing what you can change. And that's why so many teachers over the millennia start with acceptance, practicing non-judgment, being in a judgment-free zone. And you know, the neat thing is, every moment that you have a chance to practice this, even when the outcome is a small one, it grows layers of you that will pay off when the outcome is really important. So every moment in life is an opportunity to practice being in a judgment-free zone. And I know that if I hadn't had so many years of practicing, that moment when I closed the trunk of the car and realized the house keys were in my hand but not the car keys. No place for judgment. Just to breathe and go, oh, what I was expecting that we were going to be doing is now going to be something different. I'll talk a little bit more about some other lessons that came up for me in upcoming podcasts. For now, I just want to reinforce a practice and support you in practicing being judgment-free as much as you can this week, no matter what happens, no matter how you handle it. It's one thing to take responsibility, another thing to judge yourself, to put yourself down, to critique yourself, to find something that's wrong. Now, if you find this kind of practice helpful or useful, come for a visit. Come to habitsintohealth.com. You'll find other podcasts. You can also go to iTunes and search for Habits Into Health on iTunes. And you can go to Facebook. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm a holistic therapist, and I host this show. When you come to the website, you'll find an invitation to download my ebook, which is still being offered for free. It's called Do You Have a Habit? Or Does Your Habit Have You? That sense of somehow a habit having more control over you and your life than you have yourself. And when you give me your name and email address, I'll send you the link for the ebook. It clarifies 5 top warning signs that could apply to you and some things that you can do to get unstuck. And then I'll keep in touch with my newsletter, which I do monthly, and you can find about other resources and services as well. For now, it's time for me to sign off. And just know that what we do here is about making the building blocks of the habits that are keeping you stuck so visible that you can deal with them more successfully. And this works whether you're dealing with your own patterns, or if you care about somebody else whose habits are creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues. Always remember to start small and be in that judgment-free zone. Be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over those habits that worry you, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.